So once again, we are on page 18. Again, we're talking about Netilas Yadayim. We're talking about washing our hands in the morning upon waking up. And yesterday, again, we expanded upon the idea of Ruach Ra, that, again, besides the reasons of the Rush and the Rashba, there's also a third aspect, and that is... the aspect of a ruach ra that is on a person, and therefore, when a person washes their hands, the ruach ra is transferred onto the water, and therefore, one has to be careful what they do with the water. You can't just pour it out on the floor in the house or. Or not only not in the house, but even also not in a place where people transverse, you know, like a sidewalk or I don't know, whatever. A person has to be careful about that. And then we also talked about the procedure for washing, that you first put it in your, you take the cup with your right hand, you give it to your left hand, and then pour on the right hand, and then you do three times. So the right hand gets washed first, and we spoke about that. So we're on the third line in the Mechaber Yud Aleph. Lo yitol mimi shlo natol yadav shachris. You should not wash your hands from someone who didn't already wash. In other words, the person, let's say there's a person who didn't wash, and they're going to wash my hands, right? I'm going to put on my, they're my valet, they're my butler. They're going to wash my hands. So again, if they did not wash yet, I should not, you should not do that. Now the Mishbura points out, Aval lahavi lo mayim mutter. But if he's just going to bring me the water, right, that would be okay. In other words, it's to actually wash my hands. Now, again, the others point out that this is only talking about a Jew, right? Because a non-Jew, they b'chlal don't have an issue of negelaser, right? We saw that before, right? We discussed that about in Jewish eateries, and they have non-Jewish workers, so does the mashgiach have to make sure each one washes them? You can imagine, maybe, yeah, but the answer is no. So the same thing here is that if a non-Jew is bringing it, that's one thing. But again, if you have a Jewish butler, or let's make it even easier, an Eved Ivri, in the times when they had an Eved Ivri, right? So then maybe they want to do that. That should not be done. Yod Beis. Im shich shech yadav l'sol kli shamayim. If you rinsed your hands into a vessel with water. Right? So in other words, I didn't pour, the water was not poured on my hands. Rather, I immersed my hands into a thing of water. So Machaber says, also lo netila l'kriyashma l'tfila. So for kriyasha and tefillah, that works. Aval lo l'ruach ra shalayhem. But it does not work for the ruach ra that is on them. Now the Mishbura points out that to get rid of, if you look near the little lamed hay in the Mishbura chaf hay, aval haver haruach hara, ba'i iroi shlosh pamim davka. In order to get ruach ra, you need three splashes. You need three splashes. Dunking doesn't work. Now, later on, again, you can see this in the long Mishnah Berurah. The Chofetz Chaim talks about a different issue. And that is, again, if you're careful with the language of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, if I dunk my hands into a vessel of water. So for ruach ra that doesn't work. That's in a vessel of water. But let's say I took my hands and I stuck them into snow in three different places. Right? So, or let's say there's a river, right? So it's flowing water. And then, you know, I stuck my hands in, it flowed, stuck my hands in. So it's not the same water, right? It's not the same water. So would that work? So so the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Malbim, which I quote often, the Levushei Srad, that say that in a river or in snow, or also in the water of a mikveh, it does work. It does work. So again, the mikveh is usually closed, but again, somebody, I don't know, somebody was open early and somebody didn't wash Negel Vasser and they ran in the backyard and stuck their hands, right? So it's, it, again, it's machlokas, but the Chofetz Chaim seems to be coming out that that would work. No, you'd have to do it three times.
What if the person's entire body is immersed in the mikveh? Would that
cleanse his hands? Oh, but they won't count as once.
So you have to do that three times?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's why he comes out. Okay, so again, it would work for tefillah, and again, let's say, going back to the original case, let's say just one pool of a basin of water. So again, that would not work. Let's continue. Ve'im shikshak yada begimel memos mechulafim. But let's say you had three different basins, right? Now, there's not the case like with the river. Again, the river would be different. But let's say you had three different basins and you stuck your hands in. Yeshli stapekim also lo lahavir ruach rosh alem. So again, the Machaber leaves it with a shayla. So again, do you need three different waters? Or again, like we saw before in the Mishnah Berurah, Chaf Hei, that do you need specifically pouring? Okay. Here's the famous case, as you all know, Yud Gimel. Imhaya Neor Kolaila, a person was awake all night. Yeshli Stapeg, Im Sarkli Tol Yadav Shachris, Shachris Lis Palo Lavir Ruach Rami Yadav. So it's a question, right? The Machaber says it's a suffix, it's a doubt, it's a questionable issue whether he has to wash, right? Whether he has to wash Negel Vasser. So you can understand the issues. So let's go back to the Rosh and the Rashba, right? So if you say because your hands move all over because you're sleeping and you're unconscious and who knows where your hands were, I was conscious. So for that, if you say that's the reason, according to, so then I don't have to wash. If you say I'm a new Bria, so I was up all night. Is that a new Bria? Or maybe, another issue is, as we'll see later, we'll also see this in your Dalit, it's another issue of, let's take the Ruach Ra issue. Right now, again, if you look at the Machaber is talking about Ruach Ra. He's not necessarily, you know, about the other reasons of the Rosh of the Rashba. Again, the third, if you want to use that terminology, minor reason of Ruach Ra, do you have to wash? So in other words, the Shai is like this. When does the Ruach Ra come upon a person? Pasha Pashad, you'd say, when you sleep. When you sleep, you're 1/60th of Misa, right? Right? That's what most people would think. Didn't sleep, no problem. Or there's another way to look at it, and that is no. That Karim Rabba Munasecha, that in the morning you become a new thing. So it's not only your new creation, but also just by the passage of night. We know again through various chazal, right, and Pirkei Avos not walking alone at night. Again, so there's a whole discussion of Ma'adim Poskim. People are around more at night, and there's lights, and because of that, more people are around at night. You know, Night is day, right? What city is the city that never sleeps?
Las Vegas.
Or is it New York? I'm not sure. It's a Suffolk. So anyways, again, no comprehension. Believe it or not, I spoke to a sleep doctor once. There's a whole theory about this, that the reason why we're so messed up is because in the old days, the sleeping pattern was different. People, once it got dark, again, I'm not talking about people learned, but even then it was by candlelight, you know. But basically, for most of the world, once it got dark, that was it, right? Couldn't do that much. Couldn't work, you couldn't do like, what you gonna do, go to the tavern and drink? Maybe that's about it. You know, and I don't even know about that because, you know, getting home. But again, now it's different. And again, that's an issue that modern day poskim talk about. Are these mazikim around at night? Everybody's walking around at night. So is it the same thing as it used to be? So again, even without that, the issue is that when the night passes, maybe there's something that happens to a person whether they're awake or not. So then there's a ruach ra that comes upon a person, just that, and that's really, well, let's finish the Rama. The Rama says, so what do you do if a person's awake all night? Vital and bro bracha. So what does the Rama say? So wash your hands without a bracha. It's a suffix. Now let's go on to your Dalit. You'll see the idea continuing. Hishkim called them Amor HaShachar V'natol Yadav. So let's say you woke up before sunrise. A lot of people do. Either you have to get an early minyan, an eighth minyan, or an early minyan, or stam. Let's say you come to a later minyan, but you know you want to learn before. I think we saw the Marsham brings down, we learned it already before, that you should say Tehillim before. It's not on. Right? The Marsham brings down, I think, from the Mogan, you should say Tehillim before you come to shul. Before you daven chakras, I should say. I don't know, come to shul and say it. So again, so you come to shul and say, you know, like, you know, it's, especially in the wintertime, wake up before daybreak. So now you woke up and you washed. But again, taking this idea a little further, yeshli stopping. So again, there's another suffix, im sarkli tol yadav pam acheres. There's a shy whether you have to wash again. Kishiyo or hayom, when it gets light, after sunrise. Lahaber ruach ra hashara al yadayim, to get rid of the ruach ra, which is on your hands. And the Rama once again says, v'yitam b'bracha, so wash again. Now again, let's get clear. So we're talking about washing a second time. You washed upon waking up in the morning. It's just when you woke up in the morning, it was before sunrise. So you washed. So pasha p'shad, you'd say, I'm good, right? Because, if my hands are osek, so I took care of that. If, you know, like, but no, there's an issue of maybe the ruach ra comes upon a person at daybreak. And again, this reflects back to what we were talking about before in Yud Gimel. So therefore, now we can understand a little more deeply, if you're up all night, right? And you're steiging away, right? But still, you can have an issue of ruach ra. Why? I was up. Answer is, there's a tzad to say that, and some hold this way, that the ruach ra comes irrelevant of whether you're awake or not. It's a function of the passing of the morning coming, the nighttime going, and the day coming. And therefore, whether you're awake or not is irrelevant. You get the ruach ra. And therefore, that's this halacha, where we say that, look at the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Aleph, right? Shir al yom, ki yesh omrim, some say, deba'a mud ha-shachar, that's mud ha-shachar, again, before sunrise, mud ha-shachar. Chozer ha-ruach ra l'sharos pam shenis. The ruach ra comes back and rests on your fingertips a second time. Again, I washed my hands already. When I woke up, whatever time you woke up, right? But the ruach ra returns a second time, and some hold that way. So therefore, wash again. And again, the Rama says without a bracha. Now, going back to the previous halacha, the Mishnah Berurah comes out, and I'm sure you know this, that many achronim come out that the best thing to do is go to the bathroom, right? This is the Mishnah Berurah Lamed on the previous page. V'chein nachon la'asos lechachila. I'm at the next last line in the middle of the previous page, at the end of the Mishnah Berurahs. B'mishneir kolalayla. Somebody who's awake all night could go b'leil shavuos, like the Chofetz Chaim says, for example, on Shavuos night. Yasa tzrachav yatol mami v'yashashev. Go to the bathroom, right? Go to the bathroom. She'az l'kuli alma yizchayev levarch. Then according to everyone, you have to make a bracha. V'yavarch al netil esnaim v'asher yatzar. Right? So then, when you come out of the bathroom, you wash your hands. Right? Wash the way you'd wash negel v'asher. Right? I'm on page 18. I'm on the page before. The back page, the previous page. At the end of the Mishnah Berurahs. So go back, go to the bathroom, wash your hands, and then according to everybody, you have to make a bracha on the Tilas Sedayim and Asher Yatzar, because you went to the bathroom. Again, the Asher Yatzar would also be a problem if you were up all night. So now again, you take care of all those problems or issues if you go to the bathroom. And that would be the same thing here. But again, here, it's less of a problem because, again, I washed, and I'll make an Alma Tis Diamond and an Asher Yatzar because I went to sleep. Just I woke up before sunrise. Now, I just wanted to bring up, we're running out of time, but I wanted to bring up, there's an interesting Shaila that comes up from this. And again, for those people who wake up early, it's very common. Again, if you wake up before sunrise, you washed, maybe you said brachos. But then at sunrise or somewhere around there, you have to wash again. Right? So then the Shaila is, let's say somebody's driving Nates or the 545 minion. Gets Nates, I'm in the middle of davening. What do? Run out in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and then go wash? So in the Halicha Shlomo, where Shlomo Zalman Zeichut Tzavu Racha speaks about this, and he says that when Amud HaShachar comes, and you're learning or you're in the middle of davening, he says you don't have to interrupt and go and wash right away. But rather, and also, we said you shouldn't walk four amas without washing. So, you know, what I have to do, have the water here before sunrising, so when it cuts time, so I wash right away. So he says, no, that's not a problem, also washing. For this washing, you don't have to interrupt your davening, you don't have to interrupt your learning, you can walk four amas, and when you have a chance, he says, you don't have to be medactic and all these things we mentioned before. Oh, you could touch your eyes, right? So you shouldn't touch your eyes or your nose or your mouth, right? He says, you don't have to worry about that so much. And again, so this washing a second time when it gets to sunrise is evidently on a different level because it's a suffix. Okay, we'll pick this up in Mirat Hashem tomorrow. Yishkach Rabosai, Mincha is in 10 minutes.